Hey guys, it's Eric RPG, and I've got another review for you. And even though you probably thought I was going to have the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth review up, that is not the case today. Today you are getting Metal Mag Zeno and Metal Mag Zeno Reborn. I'm kind of redoing the first one because to explain the second one, I kind of have to go over the first game. And there are other reasons for that, but the site I had a review for the original game, much like the game, has been removed from the interwebs because the original game's also been delisted. So there's only one way to play that game now. It's either A, piracy, or B, finding a friend to have a physical copy or something. Because you're not going to find it on the online stores because NIS gave up the license to that. Now PQ has a code for the has the PS4 versions for Zeno Reborn, which is largely what this review is going to be. So, without further ado, Metal Mag Zeno is a game that they tried to reimagine. It's a long-running series in Japan. It's mostly niche. It's never really been a successful series. And this game almost put the nail in the coffin for the entire franchise. More so for Reborn than Zeno, but they actually managed to try again. And the idea was to remake Zeno to make it better, but let's talk about Zeno first before we get into that. But the idea is that this AI called Noah, which is, you know, it's basically the Terminator setup, Skynet activated, determined humanity was a threat, so it eliminates them in order to save the Earth. But, never mind the damage it does to the planet in order to accomplish this. There's nothing beyond all human life, or the, while also annihilating animal life. Of course, the machine's gonna do what it's programmed to do. Find a solution to a problem, and then and act on that solution, no matter how impractical that is, without regards to human life, because it doesn't have that kind of data. But, anyways, the series is known for, like, you're trying to get around in the post-apocalyptic world and trying to figure out a way to defeat Noah, and sometimes there are mutated monsters that you also have to deal with, but thankfully, you can use high-powered tanks to take care of your enemies. And you eventually go and fight Noah, and across the various different incarnations of the series. It's been known for its goofy humor and weird plot developments and exploration and open-endedness, but Zeno largely does away with that. And it's much to its detriment, and it strips the game down to its most basic elements. And it's actually kind of unfortunate, because the game's actually still fun. There's still a decent gameplay loop in there, but that's not what most people come for. Most people come for the goofy side questing, and not the min-maxing, because, like, anybody could do that. And you could still do those things in those other games, but, like, the thing that gave the game character is just not present here. Like, every Metal Max game that has been released in the West has not been a very good indicator of quality for the entire franchise as a whole. Even Metal Saga, which is a much better game than this, by the way, was also not very good in comparison to the rest of the series. And, your main character's name is Talus, and he gains party members, and while Zeno did have a storyline, Zeno Reborn mostly cuts even more content out of a content-lacking game, and removes most of the story elements, but it sort of replaces it with, more character interactions. You can go to the Iron Base, which is your hub for the game, where you can go to restore your tanks, health, and buy weapons and stuff. But, you can talk to one of the various player characters that you've accrued over your travels, and every time you talk to them after a certain amount of battles have been fought or days have passed, they'll have something new to say. And then you keep doing that until you get the option to basically fuck them. And you get basically a joke ending. But the problem is, like, none of these endings are, like, unique. It's basically the same ending, but text altered to relate to you and that character. But, like, there is a little bit of information you get out of these characters that they otherwise wouldn't have gotten in either of these two games. And it's not much of a replacement for the lack of story, in my opinion. But, Xeno had a turn-based combat system. Xeno Reborn still has a turn-based combat system, but it's set up more like Final Fantasy XII, where you can get the jump on the enemy and actually take them out before combat even initiates. Unless there are more enemies nearby, then they'll probably be alerted to your presence and you'll actually have to engage in combat. But it mostly involves shooting them with if you're on foot, you use one of your two sidearms, which is either your sub weapon or your main weapon. And the main weapon's what they use by default. And you can use auto battle, but unlike Final Fantasy XII, there's no gambit system, which this game really could have probably benefited from if you really wanted to go there. Otherwise, I don't understand why they changed it from a turn base to that, other than maybe they probably thought maybe that people hated the turn-based system, which I don't think that was the problem with the game, folks. The problem was that the game was visually lackluster, and while the soundtrack was interesting at points, it was also the thing that you came to the game for. But if they really wanted to nail down the post-apocalyptic setting, the game could have certainly used a much bigger budget to have better visuals. And while the visuals in Reborn are improved, they're not improved by much. And it's not worth cutting everything else out because of that. Anyways, you can learn skills from a skill tree, and most of those skills are actually useless because you're not on foot all that much in the game. And while there is a handful of skills that are dedicated to fighting in the tank, most of them aren't that useful unless you want to do the big optional dungeon called the Big Atrium, which that's another thing that Xeno Reborn does. It cuts down on the amount of on-foot dungeons that you can explore. As well as, I think, some of the enemy roster that was originally in Reborn. Because, like, I distinctly remember fighting, like, this monkey mutant monster. And they're not present at all, at least as far as I could tell. Unless they've reduced them to, like, a super rare encounter. But I remember one of those variants being a boss fight. So it's just weird things like that that just are missing. It makes me wonder why they even bothered. This is already on top of a game that wasn't that interesting to begin with. And they thought that by remaking it in this new engine and cutting out content, that was a solution. No, I'd like to hear the dev diary on what exactly went wrong with this game. But PQ was the one that published Reborn from NIS's when they had Xeno, and they let go of that, and they did the remake of it. Cattle Call was the name of the developer that did Xeno, and I think they're the same developer that did Reborn, but the rights to the entire franchise have been since sold to Cygames, who makes the Granblue game, so hopefully they can salvage this franchise and we can finally get a Xeno Metamax game that's worthy of people's attention, because Cygames has proven with Granblue Fantasy Relink that they can actually make a good game based on the original premise. And hopefully they don't make a mobile game with gacha elements first, and they make something more like Relink, which would be more appreciated. But this game is such a turd that it's hard to recommend, because it's definitely an acquired taste, and there are lots of bugs that still linger in the game, even though some of them were fixed. And it's only out of sheer madness that I wanted to play this game and beat it to completion, even going so far as to getting the platinum. I felt like I had to conquer it for the sake of others. Like, don't bother, maybe. Unless you can get it really cheap. I paid $15 for it. You should probably only, at most, pay $5 or $10. And don't bother with the DLC. It's worthless. I tried. I spent $15 on top of that $15, because that's how much the DLC cost altogether. And it's definitely not worth even the $30 I spent, let alone the half of that. I'm giving this game a 4.5 out of 10. Which sounds generous, because the game's not so execrable that I'd give it a lower score than that. But that's also a pretty poor score. And with that, that's all I have for you guys today. See you guys later. Bye-bye.